The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound podcast. This is part two of the first round preview in this year's William Hill Greyhound Derby. We're going to look ahead to heats 12 all the way through until 23, and those take place on Friday evening. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined on the line by Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Kerr. How are you, sir?
All excited. Greatest time in the year, William Hill Derby time, and fantastic competition. Part two of three of the first round.
Yes, we'll get Friday night's action on this podcast, and we'll look ahead to Saturday's on the podcast that will be released on Friday. So let's get stuck into the heats, Jonathan. Heat 12 is the first one we're going to look at, and that is the 7:39 on Friday evening, and the betting is headed by Droopy's Ward, who's 5-4 at the time of recording this. Boom Boom Hero 3-1, 9-2 for Swift Perth, 11-2 for Final Nike, sixes for Göbekli Tepe. That's the wrong pronunciation, I do apologise, and 25-1 for Caribbean Star. We have a fairly short price favourite in the shape of Droopy's Ward. Do you see him as the one to beat here?
I think he's probably the one to beat, but I'm going to try and oppose him on the basis that I think Boom Boom Hero in Chap 4 can get first run. Kevin Hutton's dog's got really good early pace, and if he traps well, he can take the lead on the run to the first bend. Droopy's Ward, a very strong runner, may just be involved in traffic problems early, and if that happened, I think Boom Boom Hero might be gone beyond recall. Droopy's Ward will be staying on strongly and is a definite forecast link. Final Nike in 5 has its form just at the right time, winning heat and final of a Nottingham competition the last two Mondays, and I think he can claim the third qualifying position. I'm going to go for 4 Boom Boom Hero to beat 1 Droopy's Ward and 5 Final Nike.
Okay, on to Heat 13 next. Quite an open heat, this one, with 7-4 the field, and it's Take the Crown, who's narrowly shading favouritism over Barefoot Agent, then 5-1 for Bubbly Rocket and Sidaz Jonathan, and then 7-1 or bigger prices for the other two dogs. Yeah, quite an open one this, Jonathan.
It is an open one, and of course all six of them are railers. Now, there's an old adage in Greyhound racing that in an all-railer field, Trap 6 is a good draw. I think that might turn out to be the case here. I think Bubbly Rocket could be overpriced. He was a first-round heat winner in the Derby last year, when known as Stone Park Crash, and has joined Paul Young. And shown plenty of speed. I mean, most recently, back on the 11th of April, he flew round Romford winning 24.03. He hasn't got much recent form over a trip as stiff as 480 metres, but his trial will have blown a few cobwebs away. I can see him racing clear and holding on for victory. Trap 1, Take the Crown, has been in great form of late and has to be respected. He'll need to trap from the inside draw, but he should get plenty of room, because I think Sidaz Jonathan in 2 will probably go middle. For the third qualifying position, looking at 3, Barefoot Agent, strong-running Irish Raider of Paul Hennessy's. Might struggle for a run early, but will be coming home well. I'm going to go for 6, Bubbly Rocket, to beat 1, Take the Crown, and 3, Barefoot Agents.
Okay, 6-1-3 in that one. Then moving on to Heat 14 next, and only 5 of them in this, and 2 of them qualify for the next round. And Paradise Silver is a dog that seems to have had our traders a little bit worried. He's already been trimmed into 33s from 50s in the outright betting, and 11-10 from 11-8 for this heat. Jonathan, can you see why?
I can, having spoken to Pat Buckley during the week, his trainer. I did a Derby countdown on him for the Racing Post, and I wanted to get on the phone straight away afterwards and take some of that 50-1. He's very, very bullish about this dog, thinks he's one of the fastest dogs he's ever had. He hasn't got a great win record today, but he's had a few unfortunate injuries along the way. Trainer thinks he's got him in top form just now. He will come on for this run, but I'll be very surprised and disappointed if he doesn't win. Trap 2, Ballymac Bobby Joe, reached the Monmore Puppy Derby final. There's plenty of early pace, but he will need to step up a little bit on what he achieved in a trial at the track last week. Trap 3, Glenn Paddon Bolt, will be staying on strongly, but with only 2 qualifying, it's going to be nip and tuck whether he can make it through. I'm going for 1 Paradise Silver to beat 2 Ballymac Bobby Joe and 3 Glenn Paddon Bolt.
Okay, on to Heat 15 next then, and Barefoot Scholar is the favourite for this one at 11-10. Jolly Bullseye is 5-2, 3-1 for Express Master, 10-1 for Dustin Eagle, Confident Shear is 16-1, and Farlow Boz is the 20-1 outsider. What are your thoughts in Heat 15, Jonathan?
And my thoughts about this race is it's really tricky. I am going to go with Barefoot Scholar, who's obviously one of the more fancied runners, on the basis that he's got scope for plenty of improvement. He hasn't had many races. And what we've seen of him has been very encouraging. He won a trial stakes and then ran up against fellow Irish Greyhound Fiery Splendor next time out. If he can get a clear run early along the inside, his middle pace could be the decisive factor. I think Confident Shay is capable of running a big race at huge odds. Bruno Berwick's dog has got plenty of ability, and with a clear run, he's certainly going to be in the shake-up. Trap 4, Jolly Bullseye, can never be discounted with his early pace, but he will have to do everything right at the traps. We're going to go for 1, Barefoot Scholar, to beat 3, Confident Shay, and 4, Jolly Bullseye.
OK, on to Heat 16 next, and whilst there are six of them in the lineup for this one, only two of them progress to the next round, and Greenwell Lark is the 13-8 favourite, 11-4 for Bubbly Lucky, 4s for Distant Escalade and Lord Henry, 10-1 for Pierce Town Shop, and Threaten and Flyer is the 16-1 outsider. Which two do you see progressing here, Jonathan?
Well, you can never rule Greenwell Lark out of any race that she contests. She's got real strength, and I think that will certainly take her into one of those two places to make it into the second round. But as for the winner, I'm going to look elsewhere. I'm going to go with Trap 1, Distant Escalade, for Richard Devenish. Now, he's turned into a decent open racer on the provincial circuit, has a good makeup on the inside here, and there wasn't a lot wrong when he was beaten by Kennelmate High Power Bucco in a trial on the 23rd of April. He won't need to improve an awful lot. As I say, Greenwell Lark's strength should take her into that coveted second qualifying position. But Bubbly Lucky's also got good all-round ability and has to be considered. I think if Lord Henry was going to win, he'd have to go smash. I'm going to go for 1, Distant Escalade, to beat 4, Greenwell Lark, and 2, Bubbly Lucky.
Okay, Heat 17 is next up, and Exocet is the 6-4 favourite for this one. Droopy's London 100-30, 5-1 for Ballymacniel. Farley Chicken is 11-2, 13-2 for Tinwell Bish, and Bromwich Tom is the 7-1 outsider of this field. 6-4 about Exocet, won the Kent Derby and reached the Eclipse final, so he's a pretty high class dog. What do you make of him at the top of the betting?
Well, I think just on the back of those runs that you mentioned, the Kent Derby and the Eclipse, 6-4 would have been seen as something of a gift for this race. It's fair to say that Chris Allsop's dog has not been in quite the same explosive form as he was at the end of last campaign, but he hasn't done a lot wrong, and I thought his recent run at Hove when he chased home juvenile champion Droopy's Odell was a real step in the right direction. I think he'll take the beating, but of course he's much better when in front, so we need him to trap. Main threat may come from trap 2, Ballymacniel, for Seamus Cahill, who really impressed when making a winning British debut in a trial stakes, beating Greenwell Lark on the 19th of April, and is another with massive scope for improvement. Droopy's London will be staying on very strong and has good form here. The Wimbledon does seem to bring out the best of him. He can't be ruled out either. I'm going for 5, Exocet, to beat 2, Ballymacniel, 3, Droopy's London.
Okay, Heat 18 up next, and Sidarian Blaze is the 6-4 market leader. One of the ones that you mentioned in your outright piece on the first edition of this podcast, a leading fancy for the Greyhound Derby, but problem is he's got a bit of a tricky draw to overcome in Heat 18.
He has, but the compensation is that he's actually a far bigger price because of that than you might have expected. This is a really good heat, arguably the heat of the round. But I think Sidarian Blaze can come through with flying colours. He didn't look suited to the inside draw when beaten in a trial stakes on the 19th of April. Ran well all the same. But a better break here, even if he wants to edge to the inside, I think he's got the pace to clear, and that could be good enough. Main threats could come from trap 2, Droopy's Adele, who has gone from strength to strength this year and has shown hitherto unknown early pace, really. He won the juvenile in great style and most recently beat Exocet at Hove. He's a big threat. Of the others, well, trap 3, Farlow Nutter, is the Monmore Puppy Derby winner and has to be respected because that competition generally is a really good guide for Wimbledon. Coolavanny Bird, the 2012 finalist, getting a bit long in the tooth. And the other two, Ballygabbin King and Ballymacbocker, although good, this is really tough for them. I'm going for 4, Sidarian Blaze, to beat 2, Droopy's Adele, and 3, Farlow Nutter.
Heat 19 is next up on Friday evening, and Johnny Quango heads the betting for this one at 2-1. Lemon Levere is 9-4, 7-2 for Dario McCoy, 4-1 for Acreview Gem, and double figure prices for the other two greyhounds. Who do you like in Heat 19?
One of the double figure prices. I think Brinkley's Queen could cause quite an upset here. She ran an absolute blinder when third to Redbrick Stewart in a trial stakes a couple of Saturdays ago, and I don't really see why she's been dismissed so much on that evidence. She's entitled to improve for that. She's got a good draw outside Acreview General, probably go for the rails, and I can see her being up there from the outset. Of the others, well, you have to respect Johnny Quango off a flying 28-12 trial. But he did have the best of the track conditions that day. He's a very fast greyhound, but he might just have been a little bit overrated on that trial evidence. Dereal McCoy, a runner from Paul Hennessy's strong Irish team, should go well, because Lemon Levia in one, although strong, hasn't got a lot of early and won't take much clearing. I'm going to go for 5, Brinkley's Queen, to be 3, Johnny Quango, and 2, Dereal McCoy.
Okay, moving on to Heat 20 next, and this is the heat that contains Curate King, who's 4-7 to win Heat 20. He's 16-1, joint second favourite for the whole competition before the race, and that may well shorten should he win impressively. Do you think he will win impressively here, Jonathan?
Oh, he may well do, but you remember this is his first race since September, and I think there are grounds for maybe taking him on. It does look a bit of an either-or contest, him and Brother John. I'm going to go for Brother John, who I think is the value option. He ran really well when he was second to Eccleston in a trial stake, but trumped that in fantastic style by beating Van Rooney in the best trial stakes of the whole Derby build-up. He won in 28-25, beating a stellar field. I don't think the draw in four is an issue, and if he traps out, he's capable of giving Karate King a massive run. Obviously, Karate King, part-owned by champion jumps jockey AP McCoy, must come into the reckoning, but you'd think whatever he does in this race, he will improve upon as the competition progresses. Trap 6, Calzad Yvette, reached the Regency final. Won't be sighted early, but will be rattling home. Unfortunately, though, only 2 qualify. Can he get there? I'm not sure. I'm going for 4, Brother John, to be 2, Karate King, and 6, Calzad Yvette.
Okay, on to Heat 21 next, and only 5 of them in the lineup for this one. So again, only 2 of them will qualify here. And who do you like for Heat 21?
Well, I thought this was a race where the early pace of Southern Mazoot in Trap 3 could prove the decisive factor. He recently joined Charlie Lister and was a sprint winner at the Trainers' Championship meeting at Sheffield in March. He hasn't really proven himself over as far as 480 metres and did cramp in his first trial here over the trip, but a much better effort next time out when beating Sidaz Jonathan in 28.50. Now, anything like a repeat of that, I think will make him tough to beat. He's drawn outside ARC champion King Deck, and the run to the first bend between the two of them is going to be crucial. I think Southern Mazoo can win it, but if he doesn't, well, King Deck goes round in front, and he probably is the one that will take the catching. Looking for a third place, although only 2 qualify, maybe Born a Karma, who's going to have plenty of pace, space on the outside. I'm going for 3 Southern Mazoo to be 2 King Deck and 6 Born a Karma.
OK, 3-2-6 then in Heat 21. On to the penultimate heat of the evening on Friday. It's Heat 22. What are your thoughts here, Jonathan?
I like Farley Champ in Trap 2, reached the Monmore Puppy Derby final, and then was a very impressive winner of a Scottish Derby trial stakes up at Shawfield. Went out in the first round there, missing the break, and has been beaten in the trial heat, but was beaten by Locke Messi, the Golden Sprint winner, and it's no disgrace that he couldn't lead that rival. I think this is a field he can lead, and if that's the case, Heather Dimmock Dog takes the catching. A main threat might come from Westmead Chris, representing the legendary Nick Saver, who knows all about winning derbies, of course, and he's got a progressive profile. He's capable of giving a good account. Trap 4, Airfield Pawdy, might just be in need of this outing and is best watched for future reference. Looking to go for 2, Farley Champ, to beat 5, Westmead Chris, and 4, Airfield Pawdy.
2-5-4 then in Heat 22, and the 23rd heat is the lucky last on Friday. We have 15-8 joint favourites at the time of recording, with El Flutter and Gizmo Classic at the top of the betting. 9-4 for Candlelight King. Dragon Big Bucks is 10s, 12s for Glenvale Stevie, and Xena's Marina is the 25-1 outsider. What are your thoughts in the lucky last, Jonathan?
Candlelight King in 2's something of a wind machine for Elaine Parker, and I think it's a brave man who takes him on, given that great record he has. He's taken really well to the track in a couple of trials, and providing he clears Glenvale Stevie without too much incident on the run to the bend, I think he's going to take plenty of beating. El Flutter in 4 for Mark Wallace is highly regarded and has done nothing wrong in the preliminaries, is stepping up a little bit in class here and will need to go on a little bit. Trap 6, Gizmo Classic, Classic, an Irish runner for John McGee. He's very well regarded and also trialled well. I think he can claim the third qualifying position. Going for two, Candlelight King, to beat four, El Flutter, and six, Gizmo Classic.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Jonathan. If we were to ask you for a best bet on Friday evening, what would you go for?
I think at the prices, I think you can go with Sidarian Blaze, who's a lot bigger than you might have expected him to be, even though it's a good race. I think he is good enough to overcome that. And I do think that Brother John has value claims of turning over Karate King.
Okay, good stuff. Set to be another great night at Wimbledon on Friday evening. We'll look forward to that, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again ahead of the third evening of first round heats.
Looking forward to it indeed.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.